So today, we are going to talk about investing and trading. And what better way to do that than to have an expert with us who can talk about those two things, right? So today, we have a finance content creator with us. Her name is Antoinette Aquino.
Hello. Thank you for having me here. Excited for our conversation.
Yep. And, well, you are a finance content creator, correct? And
yes.
You've been doing this for a while now, right?
Yep.
Since about when?
2019.
Okay. And you'll be sharing more about your insights when it comes to investing in and trading with us, right?
Right.
So, and how it can benefit individuals, right? You ready?
Yes, ready.
All right, let's do this. What motivated you to pursue a career in investment?
I never saw myself being in this industry because in high school and even in grade school, I didn't like math. I was super intimidated with numbers. So I always thought that I was going to become a lawyer. So, my dad was in politics and then, you know, my Lola was also in politics. So my whole path was set up for me to become a lawyer.
Right.
But life happened.
Yeah.
When my dad left, I had to start working to support the family as well. And we were in a lot of financial trouble. Okay. So my family was buried in debts. We had to borrow money to survive, pay for basic needs. And then ever since then, my motivation to work was simply to survive.
Right.
So I first started in the insurance industry. Then I worked my way up. I started partnering up with investment firms, with banks, with different fund managements. And from there, like, I started falling in love with what I was doing, even more so when I started to teach personal finance to people. Doon na pumasok yung passion of what I was doing in the business.
That's great. So, I mean, adversity creates opportunity for you.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
It's the same thing with me. Like, when I started, I just wanted to share my experiences with what I learned, like, especially on my failures when it comes to the business side of things. So, it just so happened, like, you know, people were asking me to do talks and stuff. And then, you know, I'm an introvert. So, I'm a person that's not interested in talking about things publicly. So it's kind of weird, but over time I started learning, like, okay, I think I can do something like this over time. And well, it's great that you're able to share your lessons and experiences when it comes to investment and trading.
Yeah, I completely agree. Actually, there's this concept that I learned, this Japanese concept called ikigai, wherein if you want to, or if you're looking for a career that you want to pursue and you're sort of unsure of where you are, then it has to be something that you love, that you're good at, that you can get paid for, and what the world needs.
That perfect middle.
Exactly. Right? So when I was in the business, of course, I didn't think I would fall in love with it. So that's why I never believed in the saying that you have to follow your passion and then the money will follow.
Yeah.
Like, I feel as if your passion can be found in the most unexpected places.
True.
And in line with what you said, it's about finding opportunity in adversity.
That's true. I mean, you know, my college course was computer applications. It's nowhere near what I'm doing right now. So to say what you said, I completely agree with you. So what are common misconceptions people do have when it comes to investing?
Madami, especially if you
on
don't
top of your
understand.
Mind, yeah.
Top of mind, it's only for the wealthy, that it's too risky, that it's too complicated to learn and understand.
Right.
But for me, like, I personally did not come from a wealthy family, but that doesn't mean I don't have the ability to create one.
Okay.
So for me, what matters the most is being able to develop the habits of what a wealthy person would do.
Right.
And that's why for me, it's not about how much you invest, but how consistent and how
Correct.
Eager you are to learn.
Right.
And on top of that, you have lots of investment options available for different income levels. It's great because back then, if you wanted to open an account and invest in foreign stocks, you had to fly to another country,
Correct.
Sign papers. So now they made the barrier of entry low for a lot of us Filipinos. So yeah, you can start with just a small amount and stay consistent.
Okay, so you mentioned about being fearful. Like people, how can people, you think, overcome their fear of investing and start building wealth? Where does that fear come from, really?
Most times, people fear of getting started because they don't have enough experience or they don't have enough knowledge.
Right.
So if you talk to people, read books, listen to podcasts, your knowledge will suppress that fear.
Right.
And then at some point, you just have to take a leap of faith, you know, because a lot of people learn, but then they don't execute.
Right.
They don't take action. So I would say investing is all about managing risk. It's not about avoiding.
Right. So you start off with small risks because you're now getting comfortable with it and then like getting your feet wet.
Exactly.
Right? Like, do the most, the smallest amount that you can that you're not fearful of losing, right?
Correct.
Because they fear something that they don't understand and something that, you know, people are like conscious that, oh, I might lose it or baka mawala agad yung pinasok ko na pera, sayang. It's like putting all your eggs in one basket. I would make it the point that, you know, not put all your eggs in one basket just because it's a popular thing that other people did. It might have worked for them, but for you, it might not. So really, I really suggest also that you start with the smallest things as far as you can, right?
Right. At the end of the day, investing is like a skill.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you can master overnight. It's something that you have to put in effort and years to practice and to learn.
For example, a beginner approaches you and asks, like, I want to start investing, but I don't know where to start. What would you advise to someone who wants to start investing?
I always say the same line. It's simple. You start with where you are and then where you want to be. So, for example, I look at it like a map. If you have a destination, if there are goals that you want to hit, you have to have financial awareness. You need to know where you are in the map. And that means being able to aware of how much cash flow you have, you know, how much is coming in, how much is going out, being aware of your own net worth. And, you know, the very first step that I would also say is to think also of what you want to be able to achieve.
Okay.
Or where you want to be. And that's exactly my job as a financial planner.
Mm.
We give you the directions.
Right.
We give you the possible routes that you can take.
Yeah.
The different investment vehicles that you might want to also use to help you to get from point A and then to point B.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you're still behind the steering wheel. It's you that's controlling your own car. And we can only be there to guide you.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's all about you taking action.
Right. You are the captain of your own ship.
Kumbaga,
exactly. Diba?
Yeah.
And so what resources or tools would you recommend for a beginner?
You know, what I love about living in this day, in this era,
this age,
is that there are just so many resources and tools that you can access for free.
Right.
All you need is internet, laptop, phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, one of the deciding factors of choosing a brokerage or simply learning about investment topics is YouTube. I first started with YouTube.
Okay.
And then I eventually started reading books about finance. I like to also listen to podcasts when I'm doing idle work, like if I'm
Likewise.
Driving or
right.
doing my laundry, because I feel like I can get some brain juice that way.
Mm.
But that's just my method of learning. You know, you can be a visual learner. You might prefer to have an interactive learning session, like attending webinars. So yeah, those are the ways that you can, you know, learn. And lastly, what I would also say is take advantage of the educational tools that platforms would give you.
Right.
That is my deciding factor when I choose. It has to have, the platform has to be able to provide well-equipped, researched, educational resources that their investors can use before they start trading or investing.
And all those things you can do for free. And at the same time, when you do those, it has to be really intentional.
Correct.
Like, when you go on social media or like YouTube and you want to start learning, you search specific things that you want to learn and you do that over and over again. You start practicing those, right? When you listen to a podcast, for example, right? It's not just one of like, oh, I'm going to do this because this guy already told me what to do. it has to be intentional. Like, you have the intention of really learning, not just, you know, subconsciously learning something. Because a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I read a lot of books. But then, do you actually apply it?
You know, right? During my talks, whenever I give workshops or I give live talks to people, I sometimes see the same faces.
Yeah.
And when I ask them, okay, kamusta? How are your investments? What have you done? Yeah. Minsan sasabihin nila, oh, wala pa akong ginawa. I'll see them again and they haven't started anything. I actually call them mga seminaria.
Seminaria.
So for me, I see more progress with, let's say, my client who doesn't know much about stocks. She only knows the basics, but she's consistently putting in money to her investments versus someone who knows so much about investing, about finance, but doesn't apply what, you know, he or she learns.
Yeah, I have a mindset of, instead of doing ready, get set, go, I have a mindset of ready, go, and then re-aim, and then go again, and then re-aim, go. It's like getting ready, it's like preparations, like learning something, and then trying it out with the minimal risk that you can have. And then if it's wrong, or, you know, you make an adjustment, and then go at it again. Some people get stuck at, like, ready, get set, go. Like, ready, get set. Like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do this. Tomorrow I'm going to do that. And then you end up not doing anything.
Exactly.
Right? So we want people, like, to, like, go from being prepared to actually doing it. And then that's the best teacher for you, right? You actually, like, when you started investing and trading, you just actually did it. And
yeah,
then
you have to take the leap of faith and then just readjust as you go.
And of course, when you talk about your success, you also talk about the failures that you've had. But those failures are not failures, because those are now your lessons. Mm-hmm. That's like your tuition fee, right?
Exactly.
Those are like your tuition fees for, like, you know, the amount that you lost as well. Because, of course, you'll take some losses, but you also take some gains with it, right? And now you're not starting from scratch, as they say. You're starting now from experience.
Right.
When you do something again. So,
That's why whenever I get the chance to talk to people who are super successful, I don't ask them about, like, oh, how did you get there?
Yeah.
I usually say, like, what did you do wrong?
Right.
Because I feel like those are invaluable lessons that you can take with you and actually apply.
Yeah.
Because what they did right might not work for your circumstances. Yeah. That's why you kind of have to, like, personalize your plan to achieving what it is you want in life.
You have to know what you want. Mm-hmm. Basically, because not what the other person wants. Like, with regard to all other things, like the popular things, like, oh, all of these people want this. But then, is it something that you really actually want to do? And if not, then why are you doing it? So you should only focus on things that you want to actually do, not because you're influenced by other people to do it. Otherwise, in the end, you'll end up asking yourself, why am I doing this anyway?
Exactly. Right? I completely agree with your point about figuring out what you want.
Yeah.
But above that, you have to figure out your biggest why first. Because I feel like that is going to, you know, push you through the dark days. It's going to help you stay focused on what you want to achieve.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of clients already that's working with you, right? Can you share, like, one success story that you have with one client without, you know, naming them? And with your guidance, of course. Can you tell one story?
Siguro I'll share my most memorable one.
Okay, yeah.
So there was a time wherein a family wanted to have a consultation. So it was the wife that approached me. And, you know, we sat down, did a financial analysis. And then she was like, Antoinette, I have one problem.
Yeah.
I have to pay almost $1 million in debt.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, oh, so is this credit card debt? Is it a mortgage? And then she said she was scammed.
Oh, crap.
And, you know, in these days, in this Filipino culture, people think that if you get scammed, you know, they're dumb enough to not handle their money. There's that shame into it.
Correct.
But, you know, once I heard about that story, we came up with a debt repayment plan, you know, a budget that allows her to set aside for her basic needs and then at the same time pay off her debts.
Right.
So a year later, she was able to completely pay off her debts.
Wow.
And on top of that, she was also able to buy land.
Okay.
And then, you know, when we did a follow-up consultation recently, she mentioned that she wanted to start a retirement plan for her helpers.
Okay.
Her helpers and her driver.
That's nice.
Diba?
Yeah.
And okay, not everyone is, like, selfless enough to actually think of that.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned that, you know, once they grow too old and it's going to be difficult for them to work for her, they won't be able to earn. They won't be able to sustain the pension that they have for their family. So, you know, hearing that just like made me so emotional.
It made me so emotional
because not everyone would think of that. And at the same time, you know, they were from the lower middle income class bracket. Yeah. You know, they're not super wealthy.
Right.
But, you know, it made me realize it's not about where you are, what happened to you in the past.
Right.
You're not letting your financial traumas stop you. Mm-hmm. It's all about the trajectory that you're headed.
So what do you think are like the key contributing factors to their success? Because it's, you're giving the advice, but it's still them anchoring, or, I mean, they're the captain of the own ship, right? I mean, they have the debts and all, but what do you think is the contributing factor to the success that they have now? I'm sure they're out of that scam debt that they have, right?
Right, right. Like, the dad has an investment portfolio of her own, the wife, the yayas are investing in stocks, which is, you know, rare.
Awesome. That's
like,
awesome.
In a way, they're already 90% ahead of the Philippine population.
That's awesome.
So for me, the key factors, number one, is having a solid, customized financial plan. It's about having a clear investment strategy and also learning how to diversify your investments along the way. Again, like what I've mentioned, the amount you invest doesn't matter. It's okay to be able to start small. Like what you said, dip your feet in the water before you jump right into it.
Yes. You know, listening to those things that you mentioned about your client who was in debt, and now that they're able to overcome that, and now they're ahead like 90% of all Filipinos, it's just an example that it's not impossible. I mean, it's difficult, yes. Like for everyone who's listening that who are actually in debt right now, that they think and feel that they would be stuck in debt forever. It's difficult. I know. I've been there myself, right? I've talked about that in my previous podcast about being in debt for a long, long time and being able to get out of it. So it's really being able, you know, to have that courage and belief that you can be financially free eventually. And because it all starts here in your mind. If you think that you can be free, then you are going to be free. But if you think that you can't do it because you're already there, no one's going to feel sorry for you, right? I mean, that family that you were talking to, I'm sure no one feels sorry for them, but it's up to them to pick themselves up and grow from that experience, right?
Yeah, their experience can be someone else's inspiration.
Right, yeah.
Right? It's going to help a lot of people be encouraged. And just like what you said, you have the power to create your own reality. And even myself, I think the reason why I didn't like math in college was because, alam mo yung pag nasa class ka, tapos alam mo next subject yung math, parang ganun ka. Like, another hour of boredom. I'm already putting myself in that headspace that, okay, I'm not going to do well in this subject. I'm going to hate it. So I kind of programmed my mind to think that I hate math. But I was never just open enough to love it.
That's true. I completely agree with you because I was never the sharpest tool in the shelf when it comes to math. And now I understand the reason why I had to study that subject. It's for me to be able to answer difficult problems eventually in life. It was a practice for me to solve problems on my own. So it's really a good test for me looking back to those days wherein I really hated math. I mean, I still do. But now I understand the reason why I should learn more about that, not just in business, but in general in life.
Oh, it's like looking back, you're like, dapat pala na nakinig ako in class. Ngayon. And now we're surrounded by spreadsheets and,
I know,
and numbers all the time.
So you talked about having a plan, like a financial plan to set yourself up for success. But how can you have a trading resolution that can be beneficial for you as an investor?
So for me, I approach investing and trading like a business.
Okay.
If you get too emotionally involved, it's going to be detrimental to you, the success of your business. So that's why a trading resolution is going to help you stay focused.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we learn, and you're a trading expert yourself, is not only like the technicals of investing and trading, but rather trading psychology. That's something that we have to also study because you can know so much about finance, investing, but if it's not paired with the right psyche.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
Right.
So for me, a trading resolution is going to help you stay disciplined. It's going to help you stick to your trading plan. And it's going to allow you, or allow rather your brain to control the logical part rather yeah. than your emotions doing all the work for you.
Narinig ko parati yan, yung word na discipline when you're in business, because a lot of people don't have discipline. And at the same time, the discipline to have patience.
Exactly.
Right? A lot of people like, oh, pull out ka na yan kasi wala naman nangyayari. Right? Mm. It's like, you know, you planted something and you keep on looking at that seed. So it's not gonna grow. Right? Because you planted a seed and check mo every day na if it's growing or not. And then, of course, the seed will die. Right? You keep on checking on it. It's like you have to keep on planting that seed that you're working on. Kasi if you keep on checking and checking it every day, of course, you have to nurture it. Right? You have to take care of it and such. Pero hindi mo kailangan silipin parati. O lumaki na ba yung investment ko? It's not like that, right? It takes patience. And for a lot of people, they really don't have the patience to stick with something that that they have to do for a very long time. It's not a short game, eh. Right? You agree that investing is not a short game. It's always about the long game.
Exactly.
Of course, there are short-term gains.
Right.
But you always talk about yung totoong big deal out of it. Like, I would say the trophy is in the long game. Right? I read about an article wherein one of the best investors in the world, Warren Buffett, said, I'm sorry, he didn't say this, but he was worth, I think, $1 billion by the age of 50. But when he waited another extra year, that $1 billion became, I think, $52 billion, just because of a year difference. And if he hadn't been that patient to wait that long, it's a huge difference pala. So sometimes, you know, waiting an extra year, you know, and a lot of people won't be able to do that, right? But because, you know, we all have bills to pay and what have you. But if you're really patient and just let it grow and trust, like, the reasons why you're actually doing it, then it will work a lot of wonders for you.
Right. Yeah. I love your analogy about the seed.
Yeah.
Because I also say the same thing when it comes to planting a bamboo. When you plant a bamboo seed, it won't grow for around a year,
yeah.
2 years. But then once it's able to sprout, it goes high up to like 10, 15
crazy,
feet, 20
crazy feet.
Feet
long, yeah.
So it's very similar to progress when you're investing. You're not going to see results overnight, but it's really going to take discipline. And again, that's in relation to being able to stick to your trading resolution. Again, if it doesn't work for you, you adjust it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's there to help you control your behavior and your decisions.
Right. So what do you think are common trading resolutions, and how can that help investors achieve their financial goals? What would you advise?
One of it is, you know, setting financial goals. We've been talking about that. It's being able to create a trading plan that mm-hmm. works for you. It's sticking to a budget, being able to diversify your investments, and at the same time, managing your risk effectively.
Okay. Today's world is very turbulent and unstable. So we obviously need to be flexible. So from your point of view, what are the most flexible and prospective investment methods there are currently?
I get what you mean. So there are actually several options out there. Mm-hmm. So for example, in relation to what you said, sometimes a return on investment can take a really long time.
Yeah.
So this one actually discourages a lot of novice traders.
Okay.
So for me, the most flexible and the agile investment instrument out there is Forex. Of course, done with due diligence. It gives you a lot of financial access to markets. And at the same time, it's also very agile and variable. You can earn when the market rises. You can earn when the market falls. So at the same time, the advantage there is that you can also invest in a lot of several financial instruments,
right,
like currencies, commodities, indexes, stocks, and crypto.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that you don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Mm. And to me, when you want to diversify your risk, Forex can be one of your options. You know, apart from all of the long-term assets that you hold,
right,
you can diversify your risk into Forex as well.
What Forex broker would you recommend?
Well, there is, for example, OctaFX. So it's great because not only is it recognized as a global broker, but it also offers a lot of tools that are helpful for traders like you and I. So it has also tools that can help you to do various trading strategies. And at the same time, you also get benefits such as low spreads, bonuses, and fast deposits. And all of these can actually directly affect your trading profits.
Okay, so how can listeners get started with OctaFX and take advantage of its features and benefits?
OctaFX is available online. And what's great about it is that they have a friendly website, friendly user interface, and you can easily download from the Android or the iOS application. When you open an account, the registration process is actually quick and easy. You get access to a range of features and benefits like your choice of trading platforms, a variety of financial instruments to trade, and educational resources to support your trading strategies.
Came to know about OctaFX when they entered the region a few months ago. So I checked what services the broker has to offer. I must say I'm impressed with their services and conditions. So guys, I really do recommend for you to try out OctaFX. OctaFX is a global broker that offers a range of trading tools and resources that actually support your various trading strategies. OctaFX has low spreads, bonuses, and fast deposits. Users can benefit on these terms, and these things directly affect their trading profits. Online registration is quick and easy. And once you're registered, users can access a variety of trading platforms. There's also various financial instruments, and there are educational resources that can support your trading strategies. OctaFX is available online via a friendly website, and it's also available on Android and on iOS. So it's really easy to create an account and start your trading journey.
So download OctaFX now.
It's really important that you actually have your own plan on how you want to start your trading journey. And number two, you have to know your biggest why. Why you actually started doing this in the first place so that you can actually reach the goals that you have in mind. And so number three, it's important to have a trading resolution so that you have focus and discipline and you have the right tools with you to work on your trading journey. So in this episode, we had the opportunity to listen to a financial content creator about the importance of investing and how it can be beneficial for all sorts of individuals, whether you're a beginner or an advanced person. So we also learned about the common misconceptions that people have about investing and how to overcome fear and start building wealth as early as now. And we also discussed some common trading resolutions and how they can help investors achieve their financial goals, whatever financial goals they have. And finally, we highlighted, of course, how OctaFX can support investors in achieving their trading resolutions by offering a wide variety of trading tools and resources. So thank you to everyone for tuning in. Feel free to leave a comment in the comment section down below, and I'll see you again on the next episode. Bye.